Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Gimel, and we had a Haskalah yesterday. I neglected to mention, though, a story that is quoted by many sources, not many, a number of sources. I mentioned it in a Parsha Shir a number of years ago, and that is the story of Maseches Chagiga. There was a man that once devoted his entire life to learning Maseches Chagiga. That was his Masechta. When did the story take place? Unclear. But this is the story. That that's what he devoted his life. Everybody has their own limud. That's what he had. And when he died, there were no relatives, but there was a woman that was going around the town trying to gather people to come to the Levaya. And they finally got a big crowd because she was going around trying to encourage people. And then she disappeared. And one of the rabbi of the town had no idea who this woman had been, looking for her afterwards. And he ended up saying that it was Maseches Chagiga. Maseches Chagiga came because there was such covet given to the Masechta during this man's lifetime, so he merited having that covet given to him by the Masechta. Masechta is alive. The Masechta is quoted in the Kaf HaYashar, the Chulu. He invested so much time in the Masechta, and that was what helped him get to Gan Eden. The Magid Meisharim, even, the Beis Yosef's Magid, the Sefer that we know, that Rabbi Yosef Kaira spoke to the Malach every night with all his questions. He quotes the story also in Parshas Tazria, and he says that the Magid said that the Maseches Chagiga is what brought the man to Gan Eden. Okay, so now we're back to Maseches Chagiga. So in Daf Yomi, we try to give equal covet to every Masechta throughout our travels through Shas. Okay, so now we're starting Maseches Chagiga. So, second, two dots on Beis Mabeis. Two-thirds of the way down. Medaber Beinu Shomei Shomeinu Menu Medaber Chayiv. So we just said in the Braisa explaining the Mishnah that who is excluded from the Mitzvos Re'iya and Alila Regel, right? We haven't been Mechayiv between any of them yet. Only someone who is a deaf-mute, both. But someone who is one or the other. Someone who is only deaf or is only mute, it's terrible. But in terms of halacha, they are chayiv in the mitzvahs hayom. Says the Gemara, v'atanya medaber ve'eno shomeya, shomeya ve'eno medaber pater. We have a braisa that says one or the other is also pater. So how can you say chayiv and only pater if both? So Amar Avina v'itema Rava chisurei mechsera v'hachik tani. No, this is how the Braisa should read. Hakol chayavin b'ri'iya u'besimcha. Everyone is chayiv in ri'iya and simcha. Remember the three karbanos: ri'iya, simcha, and chagiga. Those are the three karbanos that we're talking about. So everyone is chayiv in ri'iya, in the olas ri'iya, and in the shalmei simcha. Chutz mi'cheresh ha'medaber v'ino shomea, shomea v'ino medaber. Except for either or, not both. Shepatim min ha'ri'iya, either if somebody is deaf or he is mute, so then he is pater from the olas ri'iya. V'afal pi shepatim min ha'ri'iya, chayiv b'simcha. The Gemara here is mechalik. The Braisa is mechalik between the karbanos. We already had a little bit of this yesterday. Remember the Rambam. The Rambam said a woman is only chayiv in one out of three. Only in simcha is a woman obligated. So we'll have to see all the different times that we link one or two of them together to the exclusion of the third. So here's the one on the list. Even though this person, this individual is pater from the olas ri'iya, schayiv in simcha, v'sheina lo shameh v'lo medaber, v'shoteh v'katan pater af min ha'simcha. And if somebody is totally, has both disabilities, that he's not a shomei, not a medaber, or a shomei rekatan, that he's pater from simcha, whole b'tzurim kol mitzvos omeres b'torah. Because he's pater from all mitzvos, he's a lav bar das, so therefore he is pater from everything. Is somebody who is a lav bar das allowed to do los ases? Right. So generally, we try to prevent them not to if they're a lav bar das. Right, there is a big discussion between the Chasam Sofer and Rav Moshe Feinstein whether one is allowed to put, or whether it's encouraged to put, a lav bar das into an institution where they will be fed non-kosher food. Right, Chasam Sofer has this in the 1800s. Where the best care for that child will be in the non-kosher food environment. So Chasam Sofer is nota lahakel. Rav Moshe is more nota lahachmir, but Baruch Hashem, b'zman hazeh, we live in a time where in almost every institution, b'zman hazeh, we can figure out a way to get them kosher food, where the need is. But if not, the question is, if it's going in, even though they're a lav bar das, if they're imbibing certain non-kosher food, so is that different than other averos? Because it's going into them. Is that right? You might say that Chasam Sofer said they're a lav bar das, not chayav in mitzvahs. And if there's a chance that this institution will help them reach the level of a bar das, then for sure it's a temporary measure. So it's a big discussion. Even if someone was pater mikala mitzvah samuris b'torah, there might be certain limitations that we try to instill, but again, it's always balanced with where's the best care that they can get. Again, there's no psach halacha there. Every case is unique. Tanya nami hachi, second to last line. The brisa also is machalik between the karbanos. Hakol chayavin bereiya ubesimcha chutz bicheresh amedaber veinu shomeya shomeya veinu medaber shpatur min areiya. Everyone's chayavin reiya and in simcha, except for this individual who has one of the disabilities, and they're pater from Re'iyah. And even though they're pater from Re'iyah, they are still chayiv in the Simcha. Rashi on top. L'smoach b'chag. To have Simchas Yantif, and also Simcha b'shlamim. Right, that is the general mitzvah that everybody is obligated in. As we just said. So now the question is why? Why should there be a difference between all these karbanos? Why do we say by the olas re'iya? Remember that it's chayiv to be brought on the day one, and it's not brought on day one, on day two, on day three, on day four. Right? So why do we say that that's pat, their pater, what's the difference? Why are these individuals pater from the olas re'iya and chayiv in the simcha? So the Gemara answers, le'inyin re'iya, gamar re'iya, re'iya mehakel. We have a gzeira shava, just like their putter from Hakel, from every year 8, meaning year 1 of the Shemitah cycle, the year after Shemitah. We know the Melech gathers everyone in the Beis Hamikdash and reads from Sefer Dvarim, the mitzvah of Hakel all the way at the end of the Torah, right? The last two mitzvahs, Hakel and Ksiva Sefer Torah. Everyone gathers. Dichziv, and the pasuk there says, Hakel asa'am ha'anashim v'hanashim v'hataf. Everyone should be gathered together, men, women, and children. We'll better Hashem get back to later on the daf. What age are these children? Viksiv, bivo kol Yisrael liros, and all of Am Yisrael come to see. Come to see. That is the, so you see the word re'ia appears by Hakel. So we compare, just like Hakel, these individuals are pater, so too, when it comes to the olas re'ia, they're pater also. Says the Rabbi Hasamina Alan, and how do you know over there they're pater? Where's the source by Hakel that the Cher Shein Medaber, either or is a pater? So dechziv, because the pasuk says there, Laman Yishmeu Ulaman Yilmadu. Why do we have a mitzvah of Hakel of all Bnei Yisrael gathering to hear the Torah so that they hear and that they learn? So each one of those phrases excludes one of our individuals. V'tanya l'man yishma'u, so that they'll hear, prat l'madabar v'ein shomea. That excludes someone who can't hear. Someone who can't hear is pata. They want to go to Hakel, that's fine. But they're not obligated to go to Hakel, because they can't hear. They won't be able to hear the words of the Torah. Even though they'll be able to read lips, but that's not what it says. L'man yishma'u. Well, l'man yilmadu, prat l'shomea v'ein madaber. And that they shall learn, excluding someone who is a mute who can't talk. Sounds like what? If you can't talk, then you can't learn? L'meimer d'chi lo mishtoi lo gamar. Is that true? If somebody's a mute, they can't learn? But that's not true. Look at this story. V'ahanu tre ilmi, there were two mutes, d'havei b'shivivu say de Rebbe. There were two mutes that were in the neighborhood of Rebbe. B'nei barte de Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgada. They were grandchildren of Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgada. V'amri lo b'nei achte de Rebbe Yochanan, or they were nephews of Rebbe Yochanan. There were two mutes there in his neighborhood. Before we continue, the Ben Yoyada says, Shnei Ilmi, these were Ayin bePesach Einayim. He quotes the Chida in the commentary, the Pesach Einayim. Shehayu, these two mutes were a Gilgal of Eldad and Medad. Eldad and Medad. And that's El Elaim is Aleph Lamed Mem, Eldad and Medad. It's a conjunction of those two names, because remember what they were doing? In Baloscha, Misnabi B'machana, they were saying what was going to happen in the future. Moshe was going to die. Yeshua was going to bring him into Eretz Yisrael. So they spoke a little too much. So their Gilgal was to, if you believe in that, right, was to come back and not say a word. V'nirmezu be'osios shel eldad v'shel meidad be'osios ilmi. V'nirali, ho'ol v'gilu nevuasam b'dibur b'fihem nasu ilmi. V'ho'ol v'hayazeh b'avar Moshe Rabbeinu. because it was related to Moshe, Refuasam, as we'll see, that Refua, Haisa al Yedei Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shohei B'Bchinas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. That's where Rabbeinu HaKadosh comes. And that's what Chazal say, Mimos Moshe Ad Rebbe Lo Matzino Torah V'Gdula B'Makam Echad. Right, that's the connection. But this was somehow connected to Eldad and Medad. So there were these two mutes that were in the neighborhood of Rebbe. The Kolei Mustava Isle Rebbe the Bay Medrash. So what they do? Whenever Rebbe went to give a shir, right, they had to have a tikkun, according to what we just said. They had to show that they were going to use their power of speech Latova. So whenever Rebbe went into the Bay Medrash, Havi Aili Viyasvi Kameh. Right, on the side they changed it. They went to sit, they got a seat in the front row of the shir. Front row of the shir, so they could see exactly Rebbe. Umenaydi Barashayim. And as he gave shir, they kept shaking their heads. Yes, we got it. Umarachshin Sifasayu. And their lips were moving. They weren't saying anything, but it was obvious that they were into it. They were into the shir. They were repeating to themselves. They couldn't talk, but at least mouthing the Torah that they heard, and they were shaking their heads. Uboy Rebbe Rachmi Alayu. And Rebbe davened for them, the itzi, and they were healed. The ishtakach, and then everybody found out that they were huge talmidei chachamim. Davi gemiri hilchasa v'sifra v'sifri v'kulei hashas. They knew everything. They were shas. What do you mean? Mishas mishayis. That they knew everything? Question mark. So how can you say that laman yilmedu by hakel is excluding people who can't talk? People who can talk can learn. People who can't talk could learn plenty. You see from the story, these two ailmen learned plenty. We're just going to finish the story, and then we'll make a couple of comments. So Amar Rav Zutra, you're right. It's a different drasha. It says Yilmedu, but if you switch the nekudos, Kari Bei Lama'an Yilamedu. You could also understand the words as so that they will be able to teach it. Yilamedu to others. And someone who is mute can't teach it to others. They can't express it. That is the Mar Zutra's way of understanding. Sorry? So they could see. So see, there was no pasuk. There's the man Yishmael and the man Yilmedu. There's no pasuk of, even if one can't see, there are many Talmidim that... The Gzeirah Shava is from Re'iya, because you have that B'vol Kol Yisrael Liros. When they all come to see, I guess Chazal are in darshaning, the only darshan, where it says, what the purpose of it. L'ma'an Yishma'u u'lema'an Yilmedu. That's the purpose. The first pasuk maybe is just a mitzias. When they all come to see, but they're not darshaning that is a requirement of the mitzvah.
But the drush has
Re'iya. Well, but that's a separate. Right? We're talking about Re'iya, where we already have a Sumas Pater. We already have a Sumas Pater. That's true. From yesterday, the first Mishnah said.
I'm saying that they can see. So if they can see, then that's to see the Ikra by Re'iyah is a
city. I'm saying, but Re'iyah is excluded, and now we have, each one is excluded. Re'iyah is excluded for a different reason. It doesn't say because you can't learn or teach based on that. That was because it says Re'iyah. These two are based on the word in Yilmedu, or Yilamedu, as we just had. Okay, stop there for a moment before Rav Ashi. Actually, let's just finish this last section, and then we'll talk. Rav Ashi Amar Vadai Laman Yilamedu. It must be that we understand this as Yilamedu. It must be that that's the additional level of interpretation, not just Yilmedu as we have it, but Yilamedu to teach. Why? Because if we should only understand it as Laman Yilmedu. Obviously, it says Laman Yilmedu, but we have an additional level. Right? Ena mikri yosi mide pshuto. Right? The Ikr Pshad is true as well. So, because if it was only to say Laman Yilmedu, v'kivan, and we understood it as, if a person can't speak, he can't learn. It's not only because of the story. Oh, the story proved that that's not true. No. In the drasha itself, v'kivan de lo shama lo gamar. Since he doesn't hear, he's not going to learn. Haimi laman yishmu nafka. If the svara of the limudim is, if the svara is, well, they won't be able to learn, then you can learn both of these from the first pasuk, Laman Yishmu. You don't need Laman Yilmedu. If the svara for both is that they won't be able to learn, and we assume that someone who can't talk can't learn, then you'd be able to learn both of those halachos from the first phrase in the pasuk, Laman Yishmu. But the fact that it says another phrase, Laman Yilmedu, it must not be excluding someone who can't talk, because he would have known that if that's the svar from the first one. So that's why it must be that it's Laman Yilamedu. Elevade Laman Yilamedu, it's in terms of teaching, and teaching really, even though we have teaching by example, but real frontal teaching is by speech, and that is something that a mute is excluded from. Okay, a couple of points related. The story is that the Ilmim went right in front of Rebbe. Right in front of Rebbe. There are a number of sources that point to the fact that there was something about seeing the Rebbe's face. Seeing the Rebbe's, or seeing the Rebbe, whenever he's giving a shiur. Right? If somebody's outside the room and they overhear, you know, from inside, so then that's not good enough. Seeing the Rebbe shiur is unique. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Eiruvin. Right, this doesn't mean that somebody who's not at the shiur can't listen online. Chas v'shalom. Right, but and I don't know if it counts if somebody sees a still picture of the Rebbe without moving. But obviously, coming to the shiur and being at the shiur is ain't a doma shmiel or ia, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. But it's the Gemara. The Gemara in Eiruvin. The Gemara in Eiruvin and Avid Gimel Amabez. The Gemara there says that one of the Amoraim says that everything that I got in life is from the fact that I was able to see my Rebbe, and if I wouldn't, and if I would have seen his face, then I would have been even smarter. It's the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Let me just find it for a second. If not, we'll just skip the words. It's the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Beis on top, of the, right before the Gemara about Lo Bashamayimi. Lo Bashamayimi. The Gemara there says that Elu. Here it is. Amar Rebbe, right in the middle of the daf. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Hai de mechadadna michavroi. The fact that I am sharper than my friends, to chazise l'Rebbe Meir me'achore. I saw the back of Rebbe Meir. I saw the back, at least the back. The ilu chazisa mikamei. If I would have saw his front, havi mechadad natve. I would have been even more sharp. Dechsiv v'hoyu einecha ro'os es morecha. So, what does that mean? So, two, there's more of a practical explanation, or it may have a Kabbalistic. If you look on the Marsha there, the Marsha says why? Because there's certain facial expressions and certain facial hints that are given that give greater Havana. Says the Rama, says the Marsha, to bahazbaras panim havim chadzi tvei, to yesh lahavid bekritzas einayim, how the eyes move, uber remizas fasayim, v'hainu ra'osis morecha, shemara lo panim tvei. That's the Marsha. If you look in the Radvaz has in a Chuvin, Chelek Gimel, Simen Tafai and Beis, the Radvaz says there is a unique connection between the neshamas of a Talmud and of a Rebbe when there is frontal learning. Amru b'sifrei ha-chachma, ki bios ha-adam iskaven el rabo, v'nosein el avlibo, tiskasher nafsho b'nafsho, v'yachol alav mehashefa asher alav. The Rebbe has a certain shefa, which he transfers through the visual of being face-to-face, panel upon him with the Talmud, the yelo nefesh yisera, v'zeh nikra etzlam soda ibur, b'chayi shneim, v'zeh oshenem ravayo enecha roses marecha, v'zyasu shamimach v'atzaltim en aruach, v'chulu, and he continues. U'mikani tiru sheyelech adam l'makom echa lomo Torah, avi sh'aviv omer lo shelo yelech. Right, if there's a connection between the Rebbe and the Talmud. So that has to do with these two Ilmen, you know, wanted to be front and center, so they could get whatever they can from the Rebbe. Also, we have the mitzvah of Hakel here. There's a lot to talk about related to Hakel. We'll talk more about it on the bottom of the Amud. But one issue that is brought up by a number of the Mefarshim is, why Dafka is Hakel done when it is done? Why is it Dafka, the Sukkis after Shemitah? That's when Hakel is done. Everybody gathers in the Beis HaMikdash and gets together. So the Meshech Chachma says two opposite reasons. The Meshech Chachma says, right there, in the Parshas Vayelech, Perach Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, he says, U'mitzayin ala Shemitah, right, it says in the Torah, B'keit Sheva Shanim, B'moed, Shnas HaShemitah, which means the year after Shemitah, right, it's connected to Shemitah, why? Ki B'Shnas HaShemitah, Habalein Latova, right, we're 2 weeks before. So according to all deis, we'd be talking about Shemitah already. So, ki b'shnas ha-shemitah ha-yi penuyim b'tirdas ha-malacha basadeh. During Shemitah, we are open from other tirdas, right? We have more time during Shemitah in the ideal sense, when we have more flexibility. Kein min tirdas ha-mischar shenishbar kol mashe yado, v'yi penuyim l'avodas ha-shemisbar kol ha-am ke-katan ke-gadol. We've been in a more spiritual state, hopefully, during the Shemitah year. V'ayu divrei Torah ha-nishma'im lahem nichnasim la'aznam ba'omek ha'avana. So because of the past year, we are more open to hear what the Melech is going to say, the Torah. Because we're more in the spiritual zone. So that's why we dafka do hakel then, because of the past. But then he says, va'od, maybe it's because of the future, the opposite. He says, ki kol ha-Torah hi nisyonos. La havdil menachemda vataiva vakina asher chomer yachbid al nefesh V'lachein, he says, sometimes life creates a challenge for us to be always focused in the proper way. So therefore, right before we're about to go back, remember after Shemitah, what's our attitude? I'm getting back to the field now, I'm going to get a paycheck again, it's going to be back to normal. Before you go back to normal, remember, get a little, you know, chizuk speech, right? Get a little bit before we go back. So you know what to do, what the attitude one should have in their world of Gashmius, which they're about to get back to right now. So opposite approaches. Look at the Klayakar. The Klayakar also has a beautiful idea where he talks about Hakel is all about Achdus. Shemitah was all about Achdus, right? Everybody's equal during Shemitah. The land is Hefker. Sukkot is all about Achdus, right? Everybody goes out from their fancy houses and goes out into their Diras Arai. So it's Sukkot, it's Shemitah, it's Hakel, and right? Everybody is all together, right? And that's why it's Dafka done now, because you have all of these elements, right? The Dalet Minim, which symbolize all different types of Jews that we put all together, right? That's why, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the Achdus, right now. Okay. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tanchum, right in the middle. Amar Rav Tanchum, Chiger Biraglo Achas, Pater Min Ariya. Right, we've been talking about disabilities that were not full. Right, we spoke about a full deaf mute, but then we said, what about either or? I skipped. Thank you. Amar Rav Tanchum, I knew it was one. Cheresh Ba'azno Achas. Thank you. If it's one ear, somebody is deaf in one ear, patim in a re'iyah. They are patim from re'iyah, shenamar, ba'aznehem, in their ears. In their ear, that's what, again, it says by Hakel, and we have the Xer Shava to re'iyah. Fahai ba'aznehem, yibayle ba'aznehem, the Kuli Yisrael. What do you mean? That ba'aznehem is already used up in their ears that all the Jewish people have to be there. Kol Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, ahumi neged kol Yisrael nafka. You know that from the other phrase, neged kol Yisrael. So the Gemara says, wait, you mean neged kol Yisrael? No. If it would have only had that, hava amina afagav de lo shami. They have to be there, they don't have to hear it. They can be outside. Kaza rachmana ba'aznehem, ba'ho de shami. That's why it has the extra phrase of ba'aznehem. So you see, we do need the pasuk, so it's not used up. So hahu mi laman yishmu nafka. No, that's learned that from laman yishmu, that they have to hear it. So this pasuk is extra, ba'aznehem, to teach me that if a person is deaf in one ear, patim in ariyah. Interesting. So how mamish all of Klal Yisrael are in the Azara, and they all heard the Kohen, the Melech? Was there a microphone there? Was there a loudspeaker there? Was there somebody who was a good screamer? Right? So maybe it was a nace. Right? The question is, we still have a couple of weeks. We'll have Hakel this year, right? Right after next year, a year from Sukkot, right after Shemitah. And are we going to be able to use a microphone? Is that going to be called Shemia? Or Somech al Anes, right? We'll be able to hear it, right? Pashas, right? It's impossible al derech nes, right? In Alexandria, there weren't all Jews there, and they still needed the flags. The Gemara says in Sukkah, right? Not all Jews together. So if it was an ace, it was an ace. But the question is, do you use the nes or do you use the loudspeakers? Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Tanchum. Next, Rabbi Tanchum. Chiger beraglo achas patim nariya. If somebody is lame in one leg, they can't walk, pater min ariyah, so also they're pater. Shene'emar, rigalim. Shalosh rigalim, tacholi bashana. Veha rigalim, ibarle pratle bale kavin. What do you mean? A regel is excluding someone who has an amputated leg, and he has this stump that he puts container that he puts his stump of his leg in. So isn't that what it's excluding? Rashi describes that. So, hahumi pa'amim nafka. No, there are two words that talk about legs in the Torah. So one can be excluding chiger pa'achas miragla, but one's excluding the amputee. Titania, where do you see this? Pa'amim, ain pa'amim el araglayim. Pa'amim means foot. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk in Yeshayo, tirmesena regel, ragle ani, pa'ame dalim. So you see a parallel between ragle and pa'ame. V'omer, and also the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, my yafu pa'amayach b'na'alayim bas nadiv. How beautiful are your feet, b'na'alayim bas nadiv, with the shoes of the daughter of the volunteer. B'na'alayim bas nadiv. But you see there how beautiful pa'amayach related to the word na'alayim. There is a question in the Achronim. Actually, first starts off in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bachai points this out. And that is, it talks about feet regarding to be ola regel. Do you have to actually walk to be ola regel? What about going on a wagon, going on an animal? Could a person go on an animal to be ola regel? So that is in the early sources, they talk about this. Rabbeinu Bachai talks about this, but the psikta, it's a medrash. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this psikta in Shmos, in the Mishpatim, on the pasuk of Alila Regel. Shalosh pamim bashana, ein pa'amim ela regalim. Mikan azhara li Yisrael, shalo ya'alu ela biraglehem. That's the language of the psikta. V'chein ha-kasuv omer, mayofu pa'amayich b'na'alayim basnadiv. Right, so it sounds like you have to. So the Meiri here quotes the Yerushalmi, you're even allowed to go up on an animal. So it's a machlokes, Yerushalmi and the psikta. Probably doesn't say a word, literally. But the question is, what does that mean, to go up? Once you get to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, then you gotta get off your animal, and then you have to walk. Get to Harabayis, maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash, right? We're gonna drive there. We'll drive. There'll be. Is that also going to be a nace, by the way? There's going to be enough room in the parking lots for all the cars to fit, right? Are there going to be like carpool drop-offs outside of Yerushalayim? Unclear. We'll see. Just like there was a nace that all of Bnei Yisrael fit in Yerushalayim, maybe all of their paraphernalia will be able to fit. In any case, so that's a question: whether maybe the last couple of steps have to be with one's feet, right? To go dafka with the feet, but that is learned out from this pasuk. Mayafu pa'amayich b'nalayim basadif. Later, Darash Rava, my dichsiv, my yavo b'amayich b'nalayim basadif. So how do we darshin that pasuk as follows? Kama na'in raglein shel Yisrael. How beautiful are the feet of Am Yisrael. B'shah she'olun the regel, when they go, be ol regel. By the way, there are many Shas topics that are coming up now in the rest of this daf. We can spend hours, but hopefully after Yontav we'll try to get back into the schedule of daf be'iyuns once a week. B'shalom b'shalom l'regel, bas nediv, bito shel Avram Avinu shenikra nediv. The daughter, children of Avram Avinu, that he is called the nediv, the volunteer. Shene'amar nedivei amim ne'asafu am elokei Avraham, by the pasuk we say before, tkios, right, nedivei amim ne'asafu, right, related to the God of Abraham. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yisrael Yaakov, Elokei Avram shoya tchila legerim. Avram was the tchila, the first ger. The first ger, Avram Avinu was called a ger, right? He wasn't Jewish when he was born. He wasn't born Jew, and he became Jewish. A lot to talk about. First of all, what exactly does it mean, tchila legerim? Rashi, or that he was called a volunteer, Rashi says, al shem shenidavo libo lahakir bar'o. He volunteered, so to speak, his heart. He pushed his heart to be Makir Hashem. Right? He was the first one to be Makir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nedavo Libo. You look at Tosfos. Tosfos says he was the first one. Tchilo Legerim. You look at that little Tosfos. Shenitztave al Hamila Tfei Mikol Osam Shelefanav. Brismila. Avram Avinu. Right? More than any other. Nobody else had the mitzvah. But he was commanded more than others. So what does that mean? He was commanded more. How can he be commanded more? Well, the people after him were also the same command. Same tzivui. What does it mean he was commanded more than others? Something about the nature of the tzivui. It was unique. Not more, but different, let's say. Yoser here, well, for Tosfos, must mean different. Right? So some suggest it was, what was the difference between Avram Avinu and others? He became a mitzvah of Yosef. Right, beforehand, anybody, even the other six mitzvos that were done, seven mitzvos, the Rambam describes in Ilchus Malachim, all the mitzvos that were done before Avram Avinu, the seven mitzvos Bnei Noach. Right, so even though they were done, did they have what the Brisker Rav calls a chefza shel mitzvah? They were in a mitzvah, they were mitzvah in the seven, but if they would do any others, or if anyone afterwards does any mitzvah that they're not commanded in, does that have what's called a chefza shel mitzvah? There's no chofes gavra. When a woman shakes a lulav, is that inherently called a mitzvah? Maybe it's a machlokas. Maybe that's the machlokas, whether a woman can make a bracha on a zman grama. Machlokas machaber in the ramah, based on the machlokas we've shown him. So maybe somehow, Avram Avinu was the first to get bris milah in the tzivui sense, because beforehand, even if it was done, didn't have the same status. Didn't have the same status of a chefzah shal mitzvah. Okay, but we have Rashi, we have Tosfos. The Turi Evan was says, maybe he was the first one to do all the mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara in Yuma. So Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs, ashalo nitna. Mekayim kol HaTorah kol ashalo nitna. So different dais. One other, there's a lot more pshatim. The Sfas Emma says here, he was the first one to be a ger, he was the first one to leave his homeland. And that's what a ger does. He leaves his comfort zone. Lech lecha me'artzecha me'latha be'savicha, that's, forget the mitzvah, in the mitzvah sense. In a real sense, says the Sfas Emes, he left everything. He left where he was, his whole life, and he gave it all up. And that's exactly what a ger does conceptually. That's what the Sfas Emes here says, what the pshat of Avraham Avinu was. What's the connection to Aliyah L'Regel? We all leave our homes. We leave our homes and we go to Yerushalayim. That's the connection between Avraham and Aliyah L'Regel, the Chulu. Rav Schwab, we mentioned this Rav Schwab a number of times in the past. Rav Schwab says, this is the, what's the mucker, Aliyah L'Regel? This pasuk, bin na'alayim basanadiv. With the shoes of the daughter, don't we take off our shoes when we get to the Beis HaMikdash? Dafka, the pasuk that teaches us Aliyah L'Regel, references shoes? You're not allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Dafka, that's the pasuk? So says Rav Schwab, beautifully, in it, he has two pages on Shir HaShirim at the end of his Sefer on Chumash. He says, the point of it is not when one is in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's when one leaves the Beis HaMikdash. We say in davening, V'hashiv kohanim l'avadasam, u'lavim l'shiram l'zimram, V'hashiv Yisrael in vehem. What's that last phrase? V'hashiv Yisrael in vehem. Ve'ena muvan, l'ma shayach inyan shivas Yisrael, but Israel going back to their homes. Right, Naveh is their homes. So what are we davening for? The kohanim and the levim and Israel going back to their homes. Says Rav Schwab, everybody's inspired when they go be'ol l'regel. It's the Beis HaMikdash. But the litmus test is if we take the messages with us when we go back home. That's the litmus test. It says, and that's why it talks about, yeah, how great are Am Yisrael when they put their shoes on afterwards and they go back home. And that's V'hashiv Yisrael and Vey, and that's what we daven for. It doesn't quote it, but that's the Kohen Gadol. And we say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he also has a tefillah before he puts on his weekday clothes when he finishes everything. Because that's also part of the avoda. Right after he finishes going back. That's the dafka, the shoes that are alluded to here that are mentioned in the pasuk. Okay. Amar of Kahana, once we're talking about statements of Rabbi Tanchum, so we have the most famous statement of Rabbi Tanchum quoted here again, even though we know it from Masechta Shabbos. Darash Rabbi Nosson, Rav Nosson bar Minyomi Mishur Rabbi Tanchum. My dechsev ha-bar reikein b'mayim. What does it mean that by Yosef the bar was empty, there was no water? Mimash b'shenem rav ha-bar reikein yodea she'in b'mayim. Don't I know that it was didn't have any water? There was no water, but there was snakes and scorpions, right? That's all the Hanukkah Torah related to 20 amos of the height of Chanukiah, right? We spoke a lot about that in depth, not for now, relating to where it comes up in Masechta Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan. But now we continue with Hakel. These two great rabbis went to see their Rebbe, Rebbe Yeshua, the face of Rebbe Yeshua in Pekin. Rashi says it was Yantif, and the Gemara says you got to go see your Rebbe on Yantif. They were going on Yantif. The big discussion, does this apply Bizman Hazeh? They know the Behuda has a well-known Chita. This does not apply Bizman Hazeh. You don't have to go see your Rebbe Bizman Hazeh. It's only Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, when you go see Hashem three times, then you can go see your Rebbe every Yontif. But if you're not going to see Hashem anyway, it's not Mechubad. You're going to see your Rebbe, you're not going to see Hashem. Inappropriate, says the Noda Be'Yehuda. So that's why it doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. Other Achronim say there's still a Kiyam to go see your Rebbe, Bizman HaZeh. Either way, that is Chayyad. They went to, so they were going, it was Yontif. Amar Lahem HaChidosh HaYibu Beis HaMedrash HaYom. So they asked Rabbi Yeshua, knew? What Chidosh, what was the Shir today in the Beis Medrash? Pashas, there was Shir on Yontif. Amru lo, tell me decha anu mimecha anu shosim. You're our Rebbe. What do you mean? We're going to tell you something? You're our Rebbe. Amru lohem afal pikein. Yefshu the base medrash below chiddush. Still, come on. I know you're Rebbe. There's no base medrash without a chiddush. So Shabbos shalmi aisa. Whose week was it? Remember the story in Brachas, right? When there was a partnership between Rabbi Elazar and Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel gave shir for a couple of weeks. Then Rabbi Elazar and Azariah gave shir. So who gave it this week? Shabbos shal Rabbi Elazar and Azariah aisa. It was one of his weeks. What did he say? Amrulo, but Parshas Hakel. He was talking about the mitzvah of Hakel. Uma darashba. And what did he say? As follows: Hakel es ha'am ha'anashim ba'anashim ba'atach. Gather the men, the women, and the children. Im anashim boim l'mod, nashim boz l'shmoa. Men come to learn. Women come to hear. Taf lama ba'in. Why do the babies come? Kedei litein schar lemevi'eihen. To bring schar to the ones who bring them. Amar lahem. Margolis tova isra biyatcha mibgashem la'adam meni. What an awesome thought. This is a beautiful pearl. You don't want to tell me? He was so excited. A lot to talk about. Why was he so excited? Okay, it's a nice drasha. But why was he so excited for this? Says the Meshech Chachma. Right here again. Rishonim already also point this out. There's a Yerushalmi in Yevamos. Shalmi at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, where the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yoshua's parents used to bring his crib to the Beis Medrash. To bring his crib to the Beis Medrash. So there could be osmosis. He could hear the sounds of the Torah. He was in his crib. He could hear the sounds. Rabbi Yoshua never understood why his parents used to do that to him until he heard this drasha. He heard this drasha, he says, wow, why taf? Litin schar l'mevi'ehem. Right, to give schar to their bringers. Or Meshech Chachma connects it. One might say, what kind of schar is this? If they're babies, so what? It's like, do you get schar for just like schlepping things to the base of Migdash? Let me just bring a heavy stones to the base of Migdash. I'm going to get schar. If the kids don't get anything out of it, the answer is, we know that spiritually, there must be something there. Just being, to having a child, the surroundings, even though they don't understand anything yet, still the avira, somehow the sponge, it goes into the child. This also relates to the machlokas we showed him. Well, how old are these children? Litain's taf. How old is taf? So Rashi says, yonkei shadayim, right? Little babies. Says the Ramban, I find that hard to believe. That's what Chazal says the Ramban. So he throws up his hands. But he says, if it was up to me, I would say older children. Older children. Hey Mataf, he says, Ve'en Mataf azeh yonkei shadayim. Come on. Elem tani ashani makrovim l'schanech. Children that are almost yigiyah l'chinuch. Right, if it was yigiyah l'chinuch, that wouldn't be taf. Almost yigiyah l'chinuch. V'zeh tam l'man yiru. L'man yiru mudu. Right, they're not going to learn anything. They're not going to hear anything if they're younger. So says the Ramban, that's what I think misvara. Avol rabo seinu amru, but I'll give it to you, says the Ramban. Chazal don't say that. Litin schalim v'yayim sounds like they don't get anything out of it themselves. That is the Rechaim HaKadosh also says it's literal babies. Tosfos says on the bottom, v'alzeh samchu laviktanim lebeis haKnesses. This is the source for bringing kids to shul. Obviously, not if they're going to disturb. Right, the Mishnah Berurah screams about that. Right, in Hilchas Purim and in Hilchas Shabbos, you have to give proper chinuch. Right, they can't think that shul is a place where they could go wild. But to bring young children, even before they're able to properly participate, still that is something that should be done. It's an amazing Nachlas Yaakov. I just saw this last night, that Rabbi Yaakov Elisa, the Nesiva on Chumash, I mentioned this Rashi Ramban in the past, but he says, you know what the Lohavi Schailim of Yehen? He says, if all men and women have to come to Hakel, so then there's no babysitters. Who are they going to live the kids with? The non-Jews? So they have to bring the kids anyway. They have to bring them anyway. Nobody's at home with the teenagers. They're also chayef. All men and women. So they're going to bring them anyway. So you know what? Hashem says, I'll give you schar for bringing them. Litain schar l'mevi'eihem. That's what's meant by this line. Not stam, oh, you bring them for nothing. No, you have to bring them anyway because all men and women have to be there. So who's going to watch them? You're going to leave them home for a week without the non-Jewish whatever? No. Chas v'shalom, you bring them. Once you bring them already, Hashem is going to give us a mitzvah. Right? It's like Erev Yom Kippur. Right? We're going to eat anyway. Hashem makes it into a mitzvah to give us extra schar. Good. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. V'yodara, Shalazim Nazariah also had the following drasha that we know from Maseches Brachos. Es Hashem hem arta hayom v'Hashem hem. By the way, I'm sorry, we don't have time to go into it, but it says men come to learn, women come to hear. Well, women don't have to learn. That's a huge topic. Maybe we'll put it on the list. Women in Talmud Torah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah for women. What are they chayiv in? Remember the Ramah. The Ramah says, oh, they're chayiv. They're not chayiv to learn. Except the mitzvahs that apply to them. So only Ebenezer, Yoredeach, Hashem, Mishpat, and Arachayim. Right? That's it. Women only have to learn Dal Chalaki Shulchan Aruch. They don't have to learn every Ksos and Nesivis. But that is the, that's a big deal. Why does it say Lishmoa and not Lilmo? That's an important line. Also, the Yerushalmi, the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi here. Maybe this is against Ben Azai, who says women have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Okay, that's a big topic also. V'yo darash. Et Hashem emarta, yom Hashem emircha, yom Hashem designated you, and you designated him. Amar l'Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Atem asituni chativa achas ba'olam. You made me unique. Chativa lachtov is to cut, like chotei beitzecha. You made me a one chativa in the world. Vani ase eschem chativa achas ba'olam. And I'm going to make you one chativa in the world. I'm going to make you unique. Atem asituni chativa achas ba'olam. Where did we make Hashem unique? As we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is unique and one, right? One of the six mitzvahs, Tmidios, believing in the Yichud Hashem, the uniqueness of Hashem. V'ani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam, and I'm going to make you unique. Shneamar u'mika amcha Yisrael goyechad ba'aretz. Who is like Am Yisrael? Remember, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak. We mentioned many times that we always praise Hashem. Hashem always praises us. We say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He says mika amcha Yisrael goyechad ba'aretz. We always put His covet first, and He always puts our covet first. Various examples of that. V'afu pasach v'darash, and Rabbi Ben Azariah also made the following drasha. I'm sorry, you can look at the medrash in the top Tosfos. It's a beautiful medrash. Medrash says on top, this is not a classic Tosfos. Amrina b'medrash, shlosha me'idin zeh al zeh. There are three items that are all testify about each other. Yisrael, v'shabbos, v'kadosh baruch hu. The Jew, Shabbos, and God. Yisrael v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu meidin al Shabbos shu yom ha-menucha. The Jew and Hashem are made about Shabbos. Yisrael v'Shabbos al Hakadosh Baruch Hu shehu echad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Shabbos al Yisrael shehem yichidim be'umos. Each one, and that's what we say every Shabbos mincha. Ata echad v'shimcha echad u'mika amcha Yisrael ga'echad ba'aretz. All the echads coming together. Shabbos and Hashem and Am Yisrael. If you look at the Abu Draham, beautiful, the Abu Draham in his commentary to Mincha on Shabbos. He says, that's what Bincha Echad. Why? Because we are the only nation that was willing to take the Torah. In the morning we speak about the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Yislach Moshe Matras Chelko. We come to Mincha and we continue that theme and we say, and remember God, we're the only ones that accept it. All the other nations were not interested, and that's Mikam Chayisor Gayachad Baaretz. Sheim Lavadam Ratzula Kabel Torasecha Velo Haumos, and not anyone else. Good. Va'afu pasach v'darash. That's a great Abu Draham. In the continuation also, if you want to look, by Mincha and Shabbos. He also, Rabbi Ben Azariah also dashed in the following. Divrei Chachamim kedarvo nos ukemasmeros netuim ba'alei asufos. Pasuk in Koheles. The words of the rabbis are like darvo nos. A darvan is something that makes the plow go the proper way. Lidarvain, in modern Hebrew, is to direct. Lidarvain. Kedarvo nos ukemasmeros netuim, that like nails that are planted. Ba'alei asufos nitznu meroe echad. What is that pasuk referring to? So there are two Gemaras in Shas about Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. One is where it says that phrase literally, Erev and Yud Gimel, and here's the other one. This is the other one that's discussed. L'manim shlo Divrei Torah l'darvan. Why are the Divrei Torah compared to a darvan, to a part of the plow that directs the animal? Lomar l'cha, ma darvan zeh, mechavein es hapara litzlomeha. Just like this darvan, is mechavein, directs the cow to be in its furrows, Lahotzi chayim la'olam, to bring life to the world. Meaning, what's life? Food. Because through these furrows, you're going to put seeds and then grow plants and grow wheat. V'chulu. Af divrei Torah. Mechavnen eslomdeyem midarchei misa l'darchei chayim. So too Torah brings life. Says the Gemara, Imai darvan zem metaltel af divrei Torah metaltelin. Well, just like a darvan, you could remove. You could remove a darvan from the plow and you could throw it out, meaning it's temporary. So you might think divrei Torah are temporary. They're movable. Tamalor masmeros. It's like a nail. It's like a nail that's always in there. Ima masmer zeh chaser v'lo yaser. Af divrei Torah chaser v'lo yaserin. Oh, Torah's like a nail? Well, a nail, imagine you stick a nail into a piece of wood. So the wood loses some of its volume. The nail is stuck in there. So it's machaser. It causes a loss of the wood. But it doesn't add anything, right? It's the nail goes all the way in and it's flat on the surface of the piece of wood. So is Torah like that too? It causes loss and doesn't give anything? Tamalover, no, nituim. It's planted. Ma netiyazu parav arava, af divrei Torah parin varavin. Torah is always blossoming out, right? Torah shebal peh, right? There's never an end. It's never an end. Ba'ale asufos, next phrase in the pasuk, elu talmidei chachamim, sheyoshvin asufos asufos. That sit in groups, the oskin batorah, and they learn Torah. Halalu mitamin valalu mitarin. Halalu osin valalu matirin. Halalu posan valalu machshirin. And they're all arguing. They all have different opinions. Shema yomar adam hechani lamat Torah me'ata. How in the world am I supposed to learn? Rabbi, it says mutter, it says usser, it says chayiv, it says pater. What is going on here? Give me an answer. 2 + 2 = 4. How could there be two different answers? Tamad lomar kulam nithnu me'roa echad. Different opinions, but it's all from the same source, from the same shepherd. Moshe. Kel Echad Nasnan. Same God. Parnas Echad Amran. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Parnas, is the leader, par excellence. Right, see the first skinny line in Rashi. Ein lecha mevi raya midivrei navi abba lachlok al Moshe Rabbeinu. It all comes from Moshe. Mipi adon kalamasim barachu. Tichsiv vaydaber lokim es kol advar ma'ele. All these things come from our Sinai. This is where the Ritva gets it from. Which Ritva? Remember the Ritva in Erev and Andaf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara there says, Elu ve'elu divrei lokim chayim, that was the baskol that went out from Shemayim, about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Ritva there quotes the French rabbis, Shalei Rabbani Tzarfazal. Heich Efshar. I heard the horror recently about this Ritva. I never thought about it before. The Ritva is quoting the French rabbis about the Elu ve'elu divrei lokim chayim. The Ritva, who was one of the greatest Spanish rabbis, is quoting one of the greatest, is quoting the French rabbis. I never noticed it, but it's amazing about this. Eich efshar shiu shneim devri lukim chayim. Ze osir vze matir. How could they both be right? Elu ve'elu. So we had a daf b'in shir about this years ago, but this Ritva is the source of it all. V'tirtzu. Ki kisha ala Moshe lamaram l'kabel Torah. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Heru lo akal davar v'davar memtes panim l'isir u'memtes panim l'heter. V'shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzeh. Hashem showed him Tumah and Tara elements of every concept, and Chayiv and Potter elements of every concept. Moshe says, "What's going on here?" Va'amar Hashem answers, "Shehei Masur L'Chachme Yisrael Shabachol Dar Vador V'Yachra Kemosam." That's it. Where does that come from? This Gemara. Halo Matam Halo Matam. And remember the Maral. Maral gave the beautiful mashal. What does that mean? The Maral says it all depends on perspective. Imagine you have a tree, and I ask you, says the Maral, what makes the tree grow? Well, one person will say water. One person will say sunlight. One person will say the soil. One person will say, who's right? They're all right. It depends on perspective. It depends on what you think is Iker and what you think is Tafel. Depends how you're looking at it. Right? That's every concept of Torah is complex. There's Isser elements and there's Mutter elements. There's the, and even Kabbalistically, there's Nekudas HaKedusha and Nekudas HaTumah. There's, so that's this Gemara. But it all comes from the same source. All comes from the same source. Comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, all comes from Hashem. Vaiter. Afata. After Rav Elazar ben Azariah said this, Rashi, he said, also you, Asei Azlecha Kafar Cheses, make your ear like an Afar Cheses, a type of kli that takes everything in, right? Take all the Torah in. To Knei Lecha Lev Mevin Lishmoa. And make sure you listen. Your heart should listen to both sides. As Divrei Metamin v'Divrei Metarin, as Divrei Osher v'Divrei Matirin, as Divrei Poz v'Divrei Machshirin. You have to listen to, we paskin like one Shita. But half of Shas is about Shitas that we don't paskin like. But that's what we're supposed to learn, because we learn, we appreciate the concept of Torah, which is coming in contact with the Dvar Hashem, by learning both Shitas. Remember that the continuation of that Gemara in Erev, in Yud Gimel. The Baskol says, how Elu ve'elu, but we paskin like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, if Elu ve'elu, why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? So what does the Gemara say? Because Beis Hillel also studied the words of Beis Shammai. And not only that, they were mocked in the words of Beis Shammai. Meaning they fulfilled this. They studied both sides. That's what they were Zohar. B'lashon Azeh, Omer Lahem. And after Blazim and Azariah here says this, Reb Yoshua says to these two people who met him, Ein Dar Yasom. Our generation is not orphaned. Shere Blazim and Azariah, Shari B'socha. Look what we have. We have such a great leader of Blazim and Azariah. V'leim Rulei Behedya. So, that's the story. So, why didn't they say this right away? Why didn't they say, oh no, Rebbe, you tell us something. We have nothing to tell you. Why didn't they just tell him right away? Mishum Maisa Shahaya. Because of a Maisa Shahaya, because of the following Maisa Shahaya, you know what? We are running out of time, so you know what? I just want to mention one more point, and we'll start with the Maisa B'ed Hashem tomorrow. It says here that Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of it all. It's the source of it all. Parnas Echad. So there is, something that we mentioned in the past, a story about Reb Chaim. There's a sefer that's learned by many late Achron in the Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros lists off all of the generations, go through every generation, including the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim. It's like a Pesach, it's like a Shema Gdolim. The Chidaro Shema Gdolim, that was earlier, a little earlier, and then we have Seder Adoros. And many comment. If you look in the Seder Adoros, who does he have Askamas from? So you see what generation he was in. Rabbi Yisrael Khan Inspector, the Beis Halevi, the Netziv, the Salami Vilna, or the Gdolim of the 1800s. So it's not in mind, but the story goes as, he went to Rav Chaim for a Haskama. The problem was that on one of the pages, he discusses the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Elio Miparis. There is a machlokes, whether one has to tie their tefillin every day. We don't. We put on our tefillin, but the knot in the shel rosh and the knot on our shel yad, that's tied. That stays tied. That's what we paskin. But there is a daya in the Rishonim, Rabbi Elio Miparis. You have to tie that knot every single day. says the Seder HaDoros, that machlokes was also a machlokes between Moshe, Rabbeinu, and the other Malachim, they're having machlokes about it. It tells this whole story on page 208, if you want to look it up, in my Seder HaDoros. So, that was the story. Reb Chaim, when he came to Reb Chaim to get a haskama, Reb Chaim says, the book is amazing, but that page you have to take out because it's apikarsis. Apikarsis? Why is it apikarsis? You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's like apikarsis. Parnas Echad Amran, Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't line up Moshe against anybody else. You can't. It's Torah Moshe, that's apikarsis. So the story goes, he says, okay, fine. So he says, I'll give you a haskama, but you have to take that page out. So he got back to his town, and it was already in print. It was already in print. So he had to publish it, but at the beginning of the Sefer, he wrote, Reb Chaim would have given me a haskama, but this page was apikarsis, but I couldn't take it out. I don't know, there's a 10-page introduction, which I haven't gone through. Maybe it's in there, but it's not. There's no haskama from Reb Chaim, at least in my version of the Seder HaDoros. That's how the story goes, but it's all from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue with the Maisa Shehaya on tomorrow's daf.